This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more legislation making its way through the upper chamber.
SJR 13.
Tuesday afternoon started with talk about term limits. Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City sponsors Senate Joint Resolution 13.
To the voters for them to decide whether they want to change term limits in the state of Missouri or whether they want to reject and stay with the status quo.
Senate Joint Resolution 13 has been tabled for further dialogue.
SCR 14.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Talk then turned to transportation funding, as presented by Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan and Senate Concurrent Resolution 14.
Get a bond rate of 2.2%. I think there might be potential opportunity for that to be even greater than that.
Following some 10 hours of discussion, Senate Concurrent Resolution 14 was returned to the informal calendar for later consideration, which happened on Thursday. Another yes vote will send the resolution to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration.
Senate Bill 56.
Monday afternoon and evening saw time devoted to Senate Bill 56.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Sponsor, Senator Mike Searpoy of Lee's Summit, says his measure seeks to modify the Missouri Works program.
Nothing about retention. It's all for new jobs. 10 or more in Missouri Works, 2 under rule and 2 under zone.
During floor discussion, Senator Holzman likened this proposal to the perennial Missouri versus Kansas border war bill.
It's silly that we spend taxpayer dollars to shuffle jobs back and forth across an imaginary state line.
Senate Bill 56 has been set aside for future consideration.
8 o'clock, so we will call the government.
As committee hearings also continue, the Missouri Senate Government Reform Committee heard House Bill 445 on Tuesday morning. During discussion, Senator Eric Burleson of Battlefield mentioned he would like to see people who serve on the state's boards and commissions added to the proposed prohibition on lobbyists from giving gifts to local government officials.
Either state officials or board members that are being wined and dined by vendors in order to get contracts.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis adds she wonders if the bill language is too broad for school board members.
When it says that board members can't become lobbyists, in essence, they can't move from being on the board to a lobbyist.
No committee action has yet been taken on House Bill 445.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, April 15th at 1600, 2019 AD.
Lawmakers will return to Jefferson City on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.